There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We're heading to Coromandel with RNZ Concerts' Brian Crump to meet a man who farms to the beat of his own drum. I'll let Brian pick up the story.
So here I am, recorded a little earlier, driving my rental car down a narrow gravel road, an accessway to a farm near Thames. Not the sort of place you'd expect the host of a classical music show to be driving to. I could be going to do an interview on RNZ National's Country Life. Maybe this will be a Country Life interview. But the main purpose of this journey for me is musical. I'm coming out to visit Jeremy Fitzsimons, percussionist, who until recently was based in Wellington. And when he's making music, he sounds like this. But when he's down on the farm, the sounds that surround him sound like this. Well, and Jeremy, they're a bit shaggier, these sheep, than I expected.
Yes, it's a variety wooches that are self-shedding. So the wool grows to a certain length and then it just falls out in clumps. So you can see some of them look almost newly shorn, just with a couple of tufts on their back.
Yep.
And some of them are looking very woolly, but with a couple of bare spots here and there and everything in between.
I mean, it's amazing when it does fall off, it does look like this one over here, which has got a tuft on its rump.
Yeah.
It's like it's trying to be a punk. It's almost like it's you know what it is?
So.
It's a mullet. But it's a mullet out of its backside,
yeah,
rather than over its head.
Absolutely.
Or her, probably.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's a mama.
Yeah. Yeah. These are the ewes in here.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're lambs.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're not photogenic so much. We wouldn't put them in a show for best sheep.
No, not down to the AMP.
No.
Unless there's a new category for these Wiltshires.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
The best self-shorn sheep.
Yeah. Cool.
So, Jeremy, why did a musician move to the country?
Well, it was sort of always on the cards since my mum Jeanette bought this place. It's just such a beautiful place to be, and I've come up and done a lot of work here over the years and invested a lot of myself in the place. And
you didn't grow up on this farm, did you?
No. Well,
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Auckland, although we had a weekend farm then as well. There was a cooperative farm up in the Dome Valley, up north of Warkworth, that there were 10 families put together, and we bought a farm up there. So I did grow up sort of being a weekend farmer up there. I'm still very new to the whole, I wouldn't call myself a farmer now. I'm still learning the ropes very much.
You're working on the attire though, Jeremy. I might have to take a picture of you later on. But,
you've
got boots and the shirt looks pretty farmery.
You can see it's such a beautiful place to be and away from it all, and I figured I can still do my music. Most of the time I spend doing music is actually just by myself in the practice room, so you can be anywhere for that. And I've built my own studio here, so I can practice here in the afternoons and do farm work in the mornings, and living the dream.
Shall we go down and check out the studio?
Sure.
Huh.
How long have you been up here now?
We just moved
you
up.
You and the gym moved up from January. Wellington.
So. Yeah, so just the beginning of this year. So was it 9 months or something?
Was it always your plan?
Yes. We moved it forward a bit because Harry was by himself up here. Mum died 3 years ago. And we were going to come up once the kids left school. But Izzy's got another couple of years to go at high school. But she's been fitting in really well with, made new friends and seems to be enjoying it here. She's loving her little cabin that I built her, where she lives.
Is she a musician?
Yes. She's been taking singing lessons for a while, and we tried her on violin for a while, and it definitely wasn't her instrument. But she's been having guitar lessons this year, and she's recently just taken up bass and is loving that, and playing in a band at school, playing bass and singing in a band at school.
So. Dad and daughter, that's the whole rhythm section of a band.
That's right.
And what about your partner, Sarah? I mean, this is a big jump from Wellington to here.
That's right. Well, she's a dance teacher and Pilates teacher, and she bought the Thames Hauraki Ballet Theatre, which is now the Thames Hauraki Dance Theatre, and took that over with about 6 or 7 students in it, and has now brought it up to about 70, I think. 75 students, so she's done amazingly well this year. She splits her time between Ngātia and Thames, and does adult classes. She's in adult ballet class and an adult contemporary class, which is just probably the core demographic here in Thames.
Has it been a steep learning curve for you, doing this farming stuff?
Farming stuff, yeah. Well, I'm still at the stage where I just do what I'm told. just trying to learn the ropes, and Harry's a wealth of knowledge. He's not able to do so much physical stuff on the farm now, but we can rack his brain and get him to sort of show us what to do and how to do it. And up here we've got the olive grove. We've got a couple of pressings off that this year. It's lots of fun. And our other big crop down here is the chestnuts. So in March we spent...
Those trees that are looking gaunt and bare at the moment.
Yeah, you can see some of them are just starting to get leaves.
Oh, yes.
In March, for about a month, we were just... Everyone on the farm is picking up chestnuts and sorting chestnuts and living and breathing chestnuts all day.
Do you get sick of chestnuts?
We do. But only for a little while, and then kind of look forward to it for a little bit next year.
You're listening to once was a Wellingtonian-based percussionist, Jeremy Fitzsimons, now down on the farm in the Kawairanga Valley near Thames, speaking with me, Brian Crump, and we're walking down his farm access track to his music practice studio. We should be there in the time it takes for Jeremy to finish this little etude by Gareth Farr. Did you build this?
Yep, built this from scratch. It's a bit of a learning curve for me. I hadn't really done any construction before much, apart from the odd shed. That's so satisfying. I mean, compared to... You spend a day building and you can step back and go, wow, look, I've made that today. You spend a day practicing and no one knows.
Yes. and you can perform a concert and you can get the adulation.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And that's a big buzz, but then it's gone.
That's right. And it's a much longer time frame too. You don't really see... You don't have something to show at the end of a day's practice. Particularly, you know, you've done a bit better, but yeah, it's much, much longer process. I found the building very rewarding in that way.
And here we are in your practice room. How much would you practice a day, given you got all these other things you need to do?
It depends. I mean, if I've got a really big thing coming up, I'll devote more time to practicing and sort of do longer days. But generally, if I spend the morning on the farm, I'll do about 3 hours practice in the afternoon, and then it's time to go feed the chickens and get the firewood in, light the wood stove to cook on.
Wood stove?
Yeah. Well, we're all off-grid here, so we generate our own power, and it's not really enough to have electric cooking, and we've got a couple of gas elements in the kitchen, just for, you know, cooking your eggs in the morning or boiling it. So I've got a bigger solar supply system here for my studio than we do for the old one for the house, so I can run a few more things off this one. So.
I thought you were acoustic, Jeremy.
Oh, well, yes, although when I'm working on the Pink Floyd Experience stuff, that's all electronic, so I have the synths set up and the electronic drum pads and the laptop and all that running.
Pink Floyd Experience?
Yeah, Pink Floyd tribute show. I've been doing that since 2011, 12...
Really?
Yeah, 12 years now. And
so that's your stadium rock?
Yeah. I play a bit of keyboards and a bit of percussion and do all the sound effects for that. There's a lot of sound effects in Pink Floyd Experience.
Did you have to do Pink Floyd drum music. Solos?
He's a drummer as well, but right. I get to do the rototom solo at the beginning of time, which is kind of fun.
What did you say?
Rototom solo.
The rototom.
At the beginning of time. From Dark Side of the Moon.
Is that after you get you have all the clocks?
There's all the clocks.
And then there's a kind of acoustic.
Yeah.
And I would say, because I'm uneducated when it comes to percussion, bongo kind of sounding drum.
That's right, but they're actually pitched.
See four instruments, maybe more. I mean, probably there's obviously lots more than that.
But if you look up on the walls there, okay. They've got shelves full of gear.
So what's the, you've stuff. Got the are you got
I've
a,
got the drum set set up at the moment.
What are you working on? Is that for Pink Floyd?
Or no,
that?
This is so we've got a different for Pink Floyd Experience. There's another drummer who does all the drum set stuff. So I'm really just on percussion for that. I'm playing with Saxess in November for their 30th anniversary concert.
That's how I found out about you, Jim.
Yeah, that's right.
That you're up here.
Yeah.
What are you doing with them?
So we're doing a new piece by Gareth Farr, just written for this this concert with Saxess called Vessel of Song. And that's, I get to play Darrow Booker in that, or Dumbek, which is the hourglass drum here.
One that looks like a stool.
Well, yes. I suppose.
Just what I didn't sit on that. Yeah. Probably get rather upset with me.
Yeah. And I'm not really a Dumbek player, but as a percussionist, you just have to pick up new instruments and learn them the best you can. So it's called a Dumbek because it's onomatopoeic. You've got the Dum and Bek, or Dum Tuk. Yeah, that piece of Gareth's that we're playing, and then this piece, Rom in Space, by John Sarthis, which is really exciting. That's for drum set and saxophone quartet. I haven't got it up to speed yet, but something like this.
Former Wellington percussionist Jeremy Fitzsimons, now based in the Kōʻairanga Valley near Thames, doing a drumming demonstration for RNZ concert host Brian Crump. And in case you were wondering, Jeremy is the son of the late Jeanette Fitzsimons, former co-leader of the Green Party, who lived on the farm until her death in 2020. Her former partner Harry still lives there.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.